Stay tuned for George Fisher's Hollywood Spotlight.
Thrifty, the world's most complete drugstores, on the air.
Hello from Hollywood. This is George Fisher, your confidential Hollywood reporter. A few weeks ago, just before Artie Shore came back to Hollywood from New York, I talked to Ava Gardner about the rumors that she and Artie were not getting along. Well, she counted, we're taking a vacation. I'm in Hollywood and Artie's in New York, and when he gets back, we'll know how we feel about it all. Well, Artie's been back a little more than a month, and they now know how they feel about it. They've separated. Ava's moved out of their new Beverly Hills home and is staying with Bobby Fiddler, ex-wife of Jimmy Fiddler, until she can find her own home. Ava will file for the divorce in a few days. Reason for their breakup is difference in careers. Ava's working steadily in pictures, and Artie's hard at work with his band and recordings. No home life. He's a three-time loser, having been married to Betty Kern and Lana Turner. Well, this makes Ava a two-time loser. Her ex is Mickey Rooney.
Get the inside stories about your favorite film stars in the Hollywood Spotlight from Hollywood's favorite film and reporter, George Fisher, presented by your neighborhood thrifty drugstore. Create flattering new beauty in a few seconds. What a thrill you'll experience, ladies, the first time you try Max Factor Hollywood Pancake Makeup, featured at all thrifty drugstores. Find out for yourself how easy it is to actually create a beautiful new complexion, lovely in color, smooth and flawless, in just a few seconds. What satisfaction, too, when hours later you realize you haven't had to repowder. Originally created by Max Factor Hollywood for Technicolor Pictures, Pancake Makeup has become today's makeup fashion. Just try it once, and you, like millions of girls and women, will be devoted to it forever. Ask for the original Pancake Makeup. Only $1.50 at the world's most complete drugstore, your nearby Thrifty. When it's beauty you're seeking, you'll find it at Thrifty. And now here he is, your confidential Hollywood reporter, George Fisher, with the inside stories and dramatic events of Hollywood. But first, the latest Hollywood happenings.
The Spotlight was informed confidentially today by Martha Ray's mother, Peg, who incidentally is no longer her business manager, that the big-mouth comedian will get a straight year's salary while under contract to make the Charles Chaplin picture. And Steve Crane and Al Mathis, those two enterprising entrepreneurs, restaurant owners of the famous Haunt of the Stars, Lucy's, are opening their new Walnut Room Saturday, and I'm told most of the movie town bigwigs like Dorothy L'Amour and Cary Grant and the others will be on hand to christen it. Charlie Goodman and Abe Schiller are the minds behind the room, which ought to be a big success. Linda Darnell and Alice Faye had quite a feud at 20th Century Fox, and now that Alice has proven herself a top dramatic star, 20th is grooming Miss Darnell for the song and dance roles once enacted by Alice, who incidentally looks prettier, healthier, and more wonderful than ever. You bet, I'm a Faye fan. Gloria DeHaven, who was discovered by the soldiers and sailors of World War II, once had been signed to play Becky in David O. Selznick's production of Tom Sawyer. But by the time Selznick got around to shooting the picture, little Becky had grown up and was too old for the part. There are lots of actors who have had movie chances as youngsters and grown right out of their roles. I remember, for instance, a girl who played in the Our Gang comedies opposite Mickey Rooney. She was the pesty, not-too-pretty kid sister who was really an exasperating little brat. I've often wondered whatever happened to her.
Why, Mr. Fisher, you can just put your mind right at rest. I happen to know that ugly, exasperating little brat, and right now she's a full-grown young lady.
Ouch. Do you mean to tell me that you knew Mickey Rooney's kid sister in the Our Gang comedy?
I certainly did.
Well, might I ask what she's doing now?
Well, George, did you go to the opening of Bloomer Girl at the Philharmonic Auditorium Monday night?
I certainly did, and I raved about the show, and especially about the singing star, Nanette Fabre. Boy, she was beautiful. Brought out all the wolf in me.
You really liked her, huh, George?
Don't mention it like that. Like her? Gosh, I'd swoon if I ever met her. She's so beautiful, so talented, so wonderful.
Well, she's the girl you want to know about, the Our Gang kid.
Oh.
And, George, I happen to know her very well. Perhaps I could arrange
Gosh,
her,
you
know.
Gosh, do you think you could?
Well, I'm pretty certain. Mm-hmm. But if there's anything you want to know about her, why don't you ask me?
I surely will. What did she do after working in the Our Gang comedies?
Well, George, she attended Hollywood High School and Lee Cotton Junior High School, and she also went to Los Angeles City College.
Wonder
right here
if she
in town.
Went to school with Lana Turner.
Well, she certainly did. Lana Turner and Alexis Smith and Nan were all classmates. And while she was still in school, she did some important leads in the radio shows here. You know, they were popular then. You might remember some of them. Charlie Chan and Showboat and Big Town. And several times she was on the Lux Radio Theater. Radio was a wonderful training for her later career on the stage.
Yeah, some of our biggest stars got their start in radio.
Well, Nan's college career was cut kind of short and sweet when she received a scholarship to attend Max Reinhardt's dramatic school. And during her stay with Reinhardt, she played in the show The Miracle and Six Characters in Search of an Author and a musical called At Your Service.
Hey, she was going great guns, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. I don't wonder she's such a wonderful hit in Bloomer Girl. If But I can't understand why she isn't in pictures.
But, George, she was in pictures at Warner Brothers.
Gee, I don't remember her, and I was there for 5 years.
Well, maybe you'll remember her when I tell you that she worked with Geraldine Fitzgerald and Jeffrey Lynn in a picture called A Child Was Born. And she also did the role of Lady Margaret and Elizabeth in Essex with Errol Flynn and Betty Davis.
Yeah, I remember the pictures very well.
Well, before she left Warner's, she did the lead in the short subject called The Monroe Doctrine.
Now, that I remember. It was one of Warner's best shorts.
Well, after that, our bright young star-to-be bounced her way into Meet the People.
Ah, so Nanette was in that hit show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Virginia O'Brien in it and Jan Clayton and Peggy Ryan?
Oh, well, yes, that's right. And she was crazy about them. And, of course, you know Meet the People was an instant hit. And then it went to San Francisco and Chicago after playing in Los Angeles for a year or so. And finally it went to New York City where it stayed for 6 months.
Gosh, what happened to Nanette Fabre after she closed in Meet the People? Did she come back to Hollywood?
No, George. Nan was just swamped with various stage offers. At least she likes to say she was. But in fact, I happen to know that she had 3 very good parts offered to her, and she just didn't know which to accept. The Schuberts wanted her for one of their productions. She was offered the leading part of Helen in Best Foot Forward. And she could have had the lead in the first company of Claudia. But, you know, she turned them all down in order to play a smaller role in the musical Let's Face It, which starred Danny Kaye. And I've often wondered about that, but I guess she was right because it was a sort of a crucial time in her career when she felt she kind of needed more experience.
Ah, smart girl. That experience gained in New York, however, shows up in her present performance in Bloom a Girl. Did she play in that on Broadway?
Mm-hmm. But before doing that, she had the lead opposite Ray Bolger in By Jupiter.
Well, didn't Ray close that show in the midst of the season?
Yes, he did, George. You know, it was a very big hit, but he closed it because he wanted to go overseas to entertain the servicemen.
I understand he toured 27,000 miles with Little Jack Little and a piano.
That's right. Nan went in to By Jupiter when Constance Moore, who created the lead, she stepped out to go back to Hollywood to fill her picture commitment.
Well, Nanette must have been an instant hit on Broadway.
Well, not quite, George. Before she got into Bloom a Girl, I remember she had several setbacks. She appeared very briefly, and I repeat very briefly, in a show called My Dear Public and another one called Jackpot, neither of which ever hit the jackpot. But shortly after those big flops, she was given a chance at Bloom a Girl, and she's been playing the role of Evelina Applegate for more than a year and a half now, 12 months on Broadway, and the rest of the time on the road with the same company.
You know, she's a riot on that stage, and one of the first numbers she sings happens to be a great favorite of mine. I wonder if you know if she likes it, too. It's When the Boys Come Home.
Oh, of course, George. Why, that's one of her favorites.
Well, then let's have a moment of silence while I swoon away and listen to her favorite song in Bloom a Girl. Music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by E.Y. Herberg. The recording, When the Boys Come Home.
When the boys come home, the clouds will drift lightly away, away.
The clouds will drift lightly away.
When the boys come home, we'll all be as merry as May, as May.
We'll all be as merry as May.
There are some great tunes in Bloom a Girl, Sunday in Cicero Falls, Evelina and the others. And in addition to Nanette Fabre, it's a wonderful cast. Dick Smart, Peggy Campbell, Dick Huey, Dooley Wilson.
And George, please don't forget those ballet sequences by Agnes DeMille.
Oh, I could never forget them. Incidentally, what will Nanette Fabre do when the show closes here?
Well, I guess she'll go to San Francisco with the show and then go on to San Francisco, where it'll probably play for several months.
And then to Chicago, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
What about a return to the movies for Nan?
Well, that's up to her agent, I
well,
guess.
Well, if she can make me swoon, I'm a hard-boiled character, so used to those Turners and Jane Russells and DeCarlos and the other glamour beauties, then I know she'll be back in Hollywood in pictures in no time. She sings another great song in Bloom a Girl, teamed with Dick Smart, called Right as the Rain. Shall we sit back and treat ourselves to listen to this recording?
You go ahead, George. I'm sure Nan will just love it.
Right as the rain that falls from above, so real, so right is our love. It came like the spring that breaks through the snow. I can't say what it may bring.
Whatever gave your eyes this glow,
whatever gave my heart this song, can't be wrong.
It's right as the rain
that falls from above
and fills the world with a
That young lady was certainly very enlightening about Nanette Fabre, the singing star of Bloom a Girl at the Philharmonic Auditorium. Oh, Bob, did you happen to catch her name before she left?
Of course, George. I met her when she arrived. Say, I'm sorry that I forgot to introduce you to.
Well, I should think you would be sorry. What was her name?
That lovely young lady, George, was Nanette Fabre.
Oh, brother.
Girls, protect your warm weather daintiness. Get Odorono cream deodorant today at your nearby thrifty drugstore. Odorono is the favorite of fastidious women everywhere. It's a light, fluffy cream that vanishes almost instantly in application and leaves no fragrance of its own to interfere with any perfume you choose to wear. Odorono is harmless to normal skin, will not stain nor injure the most delicate fabrics. One application assures protection for from 1 to 3 days. Odorono stays creamy and pleasant to use, never becomes gritty or grainy in the jar. Ask for Odorono in liquid or cream, just 39 cents and 59 cents, at the world's most complete drugstore, your nearby Thrifty. Whatever you want, you'll find it at Thrifty. And now for final Hollywood whispers while there's still whispering time.
Pamela Britton, Hollywood feature player, moves into Good Samaritan Hospital to await the stork scheduled for any hour now. Jane Meadows is bedded with ptomaine poisoning. Mrs. Kenneth Frogley, wife of the American Airlines publicity chief, checks into the hospital today to await arrival of her new baby. That's all that Hollywood whispers for now. Until tomorrow, then, this is George Fisher, who remains, as always, confidentially yours.
We all like to be out of doors during the summer months, but so do the gnats, chiggers, flies, and mosquitoes. Here's a sure way to cramp their style, though. Use Scat. This new scientific insect repellent featured for vacationers at thrifty drugstores not only chases bugs away, but makes them stay away. It's pleasant to use, too, for Scat is non-greasy, non-oily, rubs in smoothly. Just shake a few drops in the palm of your hand, then spread a thin layer over your arms, legs, face, and neck. Enjoy protection for hours. For sure results, always use Scat. Get Scat today. Only 43 cents. At the world's most complete drugstore, your nearby Thrifty. Whatever you want, you'll find it at Thrifty. This is Bob Cummings inviting you to listen again tomorrow afternoon when your neighborhood Thrifty drugstores again present the Hollywood Spotlight with Filmland's favorite Hollywood reporter, George Fisher.
KECA, Los Angeles.